Good morning. We are learning Hilchos Mezuzah, and we're now starting Siman Tes Zayin Sofer. But in Siman Tes Zayin, through Siman Chaf Aleph, the Chayyotim is going to discuss the proper placement of the mezuzah, various different elements of the proper placement of the mezuzah. So we're going to start with the halachos of the proper placement of the mezuzah, starting with Siman Tes Zayin. So Balakal, the person is coming now to put on the mezuzah. So the Chayalim says, which is actually the language of the Shulchan Aruch, that a person puts it in some type of a tube or some type of a container and puts it in the proper place, which we will see where the proper place is in the next simonim. A person makes a bracha, a birchas, a mitzvah. We're putting up the mezuzah. And the bracha is likvaya mezuzah. Vakveya kama mezuzah is bebayis echad. Mevarach bracha achas lekulam. Person is putting up multiple mezuzahs in the same house. So he makes one bracha for putting up all of the mezuzahs. He does not make a separate bracha for each time, each mezuzah that he puts up. He makes one bracha, and that's sufficient. This is a standard process. When a person is doing multiple mitzvahs, one after the other, he can make one bracha. For all the mitzvahs that he does, for example, a person, the Shulchan Aruch talks about a person who is doing shkita, multiple shkitas, he makes a bracha on shkita, and the bracha works for all of these shkitas which he's going to do one after the other. It is important to point out that a person should not be mafsik by speaking in between the separate acts of putting up the mezuzah or doing the mitzvah. So chachil, a person should be quiet, a person should make the bracha, and the bracha is going on all of the acts of putting up the mezuzah, of being terrible to kelim, and the person chachil should not speak in between one keli and the next, one mezuzah and the next. If a person did speak, but yeah, but it's still, the bracha is still valid. If, however, the person spoke before he did the first one, that's a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah taking effect at all, and that would be a ma'akev, and he would need a new bracha. Going back to the first point of the that he says that the person should put it inside of a shofaris and put some type of a protective container. The question is why? I mean, the mitzvah is to put a mezuzah on the door. Where does the container come in? So, actually, there is an opinion of the Gra that a person has to make sure that the mezuzah has the cloth that we put up has to be directly on mezuzah's beisecho, on the doorpost. So, therefore, the container would act as a chatzitza. And if even be, and besides that, sometimes the way containers are made, there's an air space between the mezuzah and the doorway. That's also going to, according to this, theoretically, also should be a problem. We pass that they are not considered a chatzitza. They are not considered a chatzitza. One of the reasons why they're not considered a chatzitza is because we have a rule that something which is there to, in some way, facilitate the item, it becomes subordinate to the item, it becomes secondary to the item, it never becomes bottle to the item, so it doesn't act as a chatzitza. So if I take a nice mezuzah case and I put it, the mezuzah in it, the purpose of the mezuzah case is to glorify and beautify the mitzvah, so it's there being clearly secondary and then bottled to the mezuzah, which is the primary element. We mentioned before that the chetchila, the mezuzah really should be visible, or if not the mezuzah, at least the cutout where the Shema of Kodesh Baruch Hu is written on the back of the mezuzah should be visible. The only time we want to cover the mezuzah is a case where there's going to be exposure in that room sometimes of something which would be inappropriate to expose in front of the mezuzah. But otherwise, it would be preferred that a person should use a glass container to have his mezuzahs visible in the room. We will see later on that the mezuzah cannot be even submerged too much into the door, because we want the person to be able to the mezuzah should be nicker and should be obvious to the people. So the container itself will act theoretically as some blockage. So if a person has a choice between the multiple types of holders for the mezuzah, preferably to get one which is glass or plastic, which is see-through, so a person can see the mezuzah as well. One practical point, that a person wraps the mezuzah, when he puts the mezuzah in, it's common for the servant to wrap it in some type of a saran wrap or wax paper, which to block the moisture from getting into your mezuzah, because it is, we are concerned about the moisture affecting the kashrus of the mezuzah. So that is a good idea. A person, whatever reason, would take that, putting in his own mezuzahs, a person should, after you're rolling them, a person should wrap them in saran wrap before they put that into the holder, into the container. We mentioned before that that only counts as one covering. The combination of the two only counts as one covering. And the last point, which is a very, very practical point, is since the mezuzah should be checked twice every 7 years, especially because the ones which are towards the outside and are exposed to heat and to cold and the moisture in the air, etc. So if a person wants to keep track of when last time they checked it, the person can take a little post-it note and put it all the way towards the bottom of the mezuzah case. And this way he can have a record of when the last time he checked his mezuzahs. Have a wonderful day.